Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
You know, I literally, as my sister would say, I wrote the Vonsignor Symbol Act with my own paw.
I'm sorry, what? Said some seal was already clapping before his non-thought had finished. It's different being a Democrat. It is very different indeed.
You know, I literally, as my sister would say, I wrote the Vonsignor Symbol Act with my own paw.
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea what he's talking about. Yeah, but he's getting applause from some maroon anyway. Truly. Joe Biden approval rating dips near his lowest point ever in the Associated Press NORC poll. The AP reports, and it's because he's a maroon, honestly, as Bugs Bunny used to say. But the Associated Press has the story near his lowest point, not quite his lowest point, but the approval rating for Joe Biden has dipped slightly, they write, since a month ago, nearing the lowest point of his presidency, and his administration tries to project a sense of stability. While, unstable people can't really project stability very well. While confronting a pair of bank failures and inflation that remains stubbornly high. You saw that they raised interest rates again yesterday, a quarter of a point, and the Washington Post is praising it. They're very excited by this. Fed lifts interest rates again. It makes it sound good. Lifted. Oh, something lifted. That's good, right? Now you raise interest rates. Maintains policy to fight inflation. How's that working? Because I don't know if that's going real. Banking meltdown. Also expected to cool economy. But there's a banking meltdown, but I read in yesterday's Washington Post that there was no banking meltdown. You guys lie so much, I just don't know. But it's pretty amazing.
Also, what a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Also on the front page of the Washington Post, just across from that, above the fold, Oregon network in line for overhaul. Yesterday I was reading the story from the Washington Post about how the Democrats are harvesting organs from the Midwest and stealing them, you know, for people in California and New York. Turns out that's what they're doing. It's very different being a Democrat. Being a Democrat is very different. They, because the lobbyists in New York and in California, they pushed for a change to the way that organs are distributed, you know, donated organs, and Democrats will soon be killing people to get fresh organs. It's pretty amazing. But the Washington Post had the story as absurd as it seemed, that new liver rules lead to wasted organs. And they got another story on it kind of related to that today. Number of life-saving transplants plummets under Joe Biden. But Joe Biden and the Democrats are never mentioned in the story because they're not Trump. And everything that goes wrong on a Republican's watch is the responsibility of the Republican. Everything goes wrong on a Democrat's watch is something that the state needs to fix, and they're doing a great job of it. And then, of course, they never do. They make it worse. But the Washington Post says that it's pretty amazing that the new rules requiring donated livers. You know, you never know, Michael, you might need a new liver someday. I know, I've seen how you behave when you're out and about. The new rules for donated livers to be offered for transplant hundreds of miles away have benefited patients in New York and California more than they have in a dozen other states, and mostly poor states, you see, with higher death rates from liver disease. But the states that benefit are California and New York, and they explain later in the story that there were lobbyists in New York and California that pushed for changes to the rules. But the states that are not benefiting, you see, all but one of them, Southern and Midwestern, Alabama, Louisiana, Kansas, North Carolina, South Dakota, Iowa, those states are having the livers stolen from them. They're being sent to New York and California because, you know, Democrats, and honestly, this is the left. These are not liberals. This is the left. This is a very different thing. And the story said that, you know, New York and California, whose transplant industry, they have an industry, New York and California transplant industry officials lobbied for the new policy, and they logged the highest number of liver transplants in more than a decade, see, in New York and California. Isn't that great? Just wonderful. And the new system called acuity circles policy, because that doesn't mean anything. So that's the way George Orwell would want it. Honestly, this is amazing stuff. Has nearly doubled the median distance livers are transported. That's because they're going from the South and the Midwest to New York and California. Increased transport costs and coincided with the highest number of wasted livers in nearly a decade. See? One in 10 donated livers is, you know, goes the way of Portnoy's complaint. I guess they serve them for dinner instead. This is pretty amazing stuff. And today's story, also on the front page, and again, no mention of Biden or the Democrats or anybody being responsible, because the Washington Post is not a newspaper. It is toilet paper, and it's a rag that serves at the pleasure of the Democrat Party, which is what fascism is all about. And, you know, the Twitter and Facebook on the lead up to Election Day, the CIA and the 51 intelligence officials, the FBI and the Justice Department elbowing Twitter and Facebook to prevent the distribution of a true story that was detrimental to Joe Biden on the lead up to Election Day. We're living in an increasingly fascist universe in the United States of America. So today, the Oregon Network in line for overhaul, and Lenny Bernstein. Lenny Bernstein, I love his music. He was the conductor of the... Oh, that's not Leonard Bernstein. It's a no relation. The government announced plans Wednesday. The government, it doesn't even say which. It's just the state, the federal government, the Biden administration. No mention of Biden anywhere in it. The government announced plans Wednesday, that's yesterday, to overhaul the troubled U.S. organ transplant system, including breaking up the monopoly power of the nonprofit organization that has run it for the past 37 years. Now, this goes on and on, but nearly 104,000 Americans are on waiting lists for organs, most of them kidneys. 22 people die each day awaiting transplants. But the thing that they reveal in this story that's most important is that yesterday's story on liver transplants, they're wasting 1 in 10. In this story, they're wasting a lot more than that. As I read through that, you have to go into paragraph number 125 or something before you find. In 2020, the year 2020, 21.3% of procured kidneys were not transplanted, according to the Scientific Registry for Transplant Recipients. Doing a heck of a job there. And that's the lead, right? That's the lead. But you find it near the bottom of this lengthy story that's covers a half page on page 7 today. And this is your Democrat Party at work. They, boy, just amazing. That's your, but they raised interest rates yesterday, and that's bad for everyone and bad for the economy. But they're telling us that it's good. It's real good. Because I think they're afraid that Joe Biden might turn them into ears of corn and send them into the cornfield, something like that. So the Federal Reserve is sticking with its fight against inflation. That's the lead sentence in the Washington Post by Rachel Siegel, a liberal Democrat typing on behalf of her party at the Washington Post and being paid by one of the richest men in the history of the world, Jeff Bezos. The Federal Reserve is sticking with its fight against inflation, confident that a massive government intervention to stabilize the banking system has averted a crisis. But, you know, and you notice how they talk out of both sides of their mouth on that at the same time, that there's no crisis, there's nothing to see here, it's just these banks, there's no problem. People shouldn't go around saying that. You're just spreading a conspiracy theory. Should probably have your free speech rights taken away and your Second Amendment rights, too. Just amazing. So that's the look at the positive spin Rachel Siegel and the Washington Post are giving it there. The Federal Reserve is sticking with its fight against inflation. Yay! Captain Ramius has scared the Americans out of the water. Confident. That's confident. That's a positive word. that a massive government intervention, they think that's positive, to stabilize, that's a good word, the banking system has averted crisis. They've averted crisis. This is the lead sentence of the Washington Post piece. It is like North Korea at the Washington Post. Boy, the central bank raised its benchmark interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point Wednesday, signaling that high inflation continues to pose a threat to the economy as the job market and price increases aren't returning to normal as quickly as policymakers expected. That's because they're leftists and they're wrong about everything. You know, the people that they talk to at the Washington Post, just amazing. Officials believe the bank turmoil should slow the economy down too, in the same way that rising interest rates does. So they're slowing the economy down. This is amazing. And what, you know what they're really upset about is that the Blackhawks aren't going to be wearing rainbow jerseys on Pride Night in the NHL, the National Hockey League, because they're concerned that, you know, Russia being run by leftists, that their families will be killed or something, because communists, you know how communists are, they kill everybody and steal everything and destroy everything. Speaking of which, we have a couple of audio from a couple of people that I'd like to share with you. Monty Python on the screen, I see. Because I was watching the television this morning, and there was a gentleman on who escaped communist China. He escaped communist China. And it's kind of an amazing thing. I know that Ron DeSantis also talked to Piers Morgan about communist China as well. But let's get back to him later. Let's talk to Bob Fu, who is the Bob Fu, F-U, is his name. He escaped communist China and now lives in the United States, and he's a proud American. And he's the president of an organization called China Aid. China Aid. He tries to aid Christians in communist China, where they're treated even worse than they are here. You know, like a high school coach wants to take a knee and pray after a football game, and he's got to go all the way to the Supreme Court because the Democrats are trying to burn down his house. That's the thing. Here's Bob Fu, born and raised in China, talking about the way that the left has used COVID, which came from China, here in the United States.
I was born, raised, educated under communist China. I just observed striking similarities during this COVID dictatorship time between China, of course, even the United States of America. I find we are really, in America, descending into a very dark kind of reality that somehow those mayors and governors all of a sudden became little emperors, and also the media has become a ideological tool to do propaganda with one side of the extreme leftist agenda.
This man is the emperor of common sense. He sees everything that's going on with perfect clarity. He's 100% right, and I have more from Bob Fu on this topic, that he sees our country descending into a dark reality, and the media is nothing more than a propaganda tool of the left in the United States of America. He escaped communist China, and he is warning us here. He's sounding the alarm that the Democrat Party has essentially become the Maoist revolution, the People's Revolution in communist China. And I've got more from Bob. Hey, listen up. Have you heard about the Fed's sinister plan to control your money? It's called Executive Order 14067. Biden has already signed it, and it's going to implement the digital dollar. This is just the largest attack on our privacy and freedom in decades. And now the government can track your spending, determine what and where you can and will spend. So act now. Protect your retirement savings with physical gold. This timeless asset will protect your privacy and ensure the government can't track your wealth and where you spend your money. With a simple IRS loophole, you can convert your retirement savings into gold and silver, protect your wealth tax-free. Listen, I trust American Alternative Assets, and you should too. They've got an A-plus accreditation with the Better Business Bureau. So call 877-3-USA-GOLD. Call them today and get your free wealth protection guide. Again, call American Alternative Assets at 877-387-2465 to secure your free gold and silver guide today. 877-387-2465. Call today. Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Yeah. Now, there is more from people who know. And listen, I talk to people on this show frequently who have escaped communist countries and come to the United States. And every single one of them that I speak to, and I know a number of people personally that have escaped communist countries, and they will all tell you that what we're smelling here, what the Democrat Party is doing here under the guise of this and that, is exactly what they escaped. I've got more coming up.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Telling you, man, crazy out there, these people. And yes, they're coming for your children. They're coming for your children in schools, and they're sexualizing the children, and they're doing it with the LGBTQ rainbow, and it's on the front page of the Washington Post. And no sense of irony, they have the pictures of the kids at the We Say Gay rally and the kids at the, you know, this and the that. And then the whole story is about how they're not doing what they're showing in the pictures. They're so shameless. They've become so brazen in the big lie that they show you the pictures of the children at the rainbow rally saying, you know, I just want to have sex with people and I'm 9 years old. And then if you say, well, that's inappropriate, you're sexualizing the children, they scream at you that you're an anti-LGBTQ bigot. No, we're trying to, when you're an adult, you can, you know, do whatever you want. Go to Tijuana and star in a donkey show. Do whatever you want. Leave the kids out of it. And if you say that, then again, the media, because you're the villain of the story. It's kind of an amazing, amazing thing. I'm going to get back to the communists, the escaped communists, the people that escaped communist China, telling the truth about what's going on in the United States of America. And again, the story is on the front page of the Washington Post yesterday and today that the Democrats are stealing organs from the South and the Midwest and sending them to California and to New York, where they're wasting between 10 and 20% of the donated organs, more than 10% of the livers, more than 20% of the kidneys. This is the Democrat Party running the organ transplant, but they're getting them in California and New York, and in the Midwest and the South, people are the big losers there. It's quite amazing, isn't it? Yes, it is. And that's okay. You know, in China, we were talking about this yesterday as well, they steal organs. They cut organs out of prisoners. First they throw, because it's China, they're communists. I don't know if you're familiar with communism, but I've got some audio for you coming right up. They take prisoners who they throw in gulags and it's forced labor, and they got the Uyghurs, an ethnic and religious minority that make gym shoes for LeBron James so he can drive another Rolls Royce, and which are really nice cars, by the way. And, you know, that's okay, and fly around in a Gulfstream jet. But he loves slavery as long as it's today and it benefits him. You know, that's the Democrat Party. I use LeBron James because he's kind of a typical hypocrite Democrat. And, you know, maybe the NBA should have No Slavery in China Day and wear a freedom ribbon of some kind. Do they have those?
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
So Bob Fu, who escaped communist China and now lives in the United States, is very, very concerned about what he's seeing here in the United States. He's the president of China Aid. He was born and raised in China, of course. And he talked about how the left used the COVID, which came out of Wuhan, China, where they have the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and how the left here, the mayors, he said, became little emperors. And he said he believes the United States is descending into a dark reality. It's true, with the United States is the target of the left. And, you know, the entire world will slip into another dark age if the left is successful at sinking the United States. Talked about how the media, the American fake news media, the corrupt news media, so filthy, rotten, corrupt, such a disgrace. This is what they do with freedom of the press, just a disgrace. He said that the media is just a propaganda arm of the Democrat Party, which is now part of the international left. Those are my words, not Bob Fu's, but I'm sure that he would agree. Bob Fu is, he's very concerned about what he's watching in the United States of America.
That's very worrisome to me, and we cannot really make our exceptionalist, constitutional democracy into this communist style of governance. That's worrying me to the most.
He's concerned that, you know, he's talking about American exceptionalism and our constitutional republic, and saying that the constitutional republic and our freedoms cannot coexist. American exceptionalism cannot coexist when you have what is effectively a thinly veiled communist regime with tiny dictators across the land from, you know, mayors and governors, and they're dictatorial, they're authoritarian in their orientation. And Bob Fu recognizes it. I recognize it. I studied this stuff. And boy, you know, I got to tell you, there was a story just a couple of days ago about the high school coach, who dared to kneel after football games because he's a Christian man, and he was taken all the way to the Supreme Court by the Democrat Party because they wanted to deny him his right to pray privately, in public, but just by himself. I'm going to take a knee. I'm going to say a little prayer. Leave me alone for that, and everything will be fine. But no, they couldn't leave him alone. They had to persecute him, prosecute him, and try to bankrupt him by making him spend his way out of the case brought by the anti-religious left. All right? And it's been an amazing story to follow. The high school coach who just wanted to say a prayer, and he finally had his job reinstituted just the other day. It's completely nuts because the left here in the United States is anti-Christian. They're anti-religious because communists believe that the state is God. It was just yesterday, high school football coach reinstated after winning $1.7 million settlement. That's the good news. And the Washington Post didn't cover it. The CNN didn't cover it. The Supreme Court ruled 6-3 in favor of Kennedy getting his job back. Guess who the three are, right? One of them doesn't know what a woman is. This is your Democrat Party. Joseph Kennedy was terminated from his high school football coaching position after he continued to conduct post-game prayers with students. Kennedy is now set to receive $1.7 million after the Bremerton School Board in Washington State accepted a settlement. Should have gotten $50 million, $120 million. He will also get his job back starting this upcoming season. See, these are, you know, this is what fascism is. This is what the communists do. And it's recognizable to people that fled communism. Here is Bob Fu on that very subject.
We have seen, of course, the persecuted church in China, as you just shown, every day, many of my friends, are arrested and serving 5 years, 7 years, 9 years imprisonment for simply preaching the gospel and organize a peaceful worship service every Sunday.
And Coach Kennedy is expected to go back to Bremerton, resume his duties as a football coach. But it had to go all the way to the Supreme Court, and the three leftist radicals on the Supreme Court. They got the one who doesn't know what a woman is. Then you got Jake LaMotta sitting next to her, and they're undemocratic. They're anti-democratic. They're un-American. They're anti-American. They don't believe in the Bill of Rights. They believe in the hobnailed boot of the state, stomping on your face forever. All right. Here is Bob Wu, what he's worried about, what he sees going on in the United States of America, and how it parallels communist China.
All of a sudden, we could not tolerate the worship. If you are in defiance of a little emperor, mayor, or governor's ordinance, and who would order you how and when, where to worship. So this is certainly the most worrisome thing. I feel that America is unfortunately, including Canada and other European countries, are coming to this point of active discrimination and perhaps persecution on the door.
He escaped communist China. He came to the United States. He's terrified by what he's seeing here. I have two neighbors that live in my building that escaped the Soviet Union, Jewish, and they love America, and they love Ronald Reagan, and they're the greatest Americans you're going to meet anywhere. And they've been warning me since Barack Obama started on the campaign trail that they saw it coming from, the smiling face. It's, fascism comes with a smiley face, right? That's a fact. Let's go to Xi Van Fleet. Xi Van Fleet, who I'm proud to say I met at CPAC recently and had a nice conversation with Xi Van Fleet and her friend. Also an immigrant from communist China. As a child, she lived through the Maoist Cultural Revolution, which is Marxism and Maoism, and it's all the same thing. And, the difference between living under the Nazis and living under the Soviets was the flag. That was the difference. And they're back, and they're repackaging authoritarianism and totalitarianism here in the United States of America. And they're after your children in more ways than one. Here's the wonderful, great American Xi Van Fleet on the topic that Bob Fu is talking about.
I just want to let the American people know that what's going on in our school and in our country is really a replay of the Cultural Revolution in China. And I want people to see there's similarities, and the similarities are terrifying. They use the same ideology and same methodology, even the same vocabulary, and with the same goal. The ideology is cultural Marxism, and we were divided into groups as oppressor and oppressed. And here we use race, and there they use class. And the people here who have a different review were labeled racist. But in the Cultural Revolution, the label is counter-revolutionary. So it is a hat that fits all. And once the hat is on your head, your life is ruined.
And that's the the price you will pay. The party will destroy you. They'll destroy your family. They'll destroy your business. They'll take away your income and your livelihood, because it is it's neo-cultural authoritarianism, and they have secured information dominance and cultural dominance in the United States of America. It is something that we should all be sounding the alarm. But we don't have a legitimate news media in this country. We have a bunch of semi-literate, unintelligent, ill-informed leftists who pretend to be legitimate journalists. One of the reasons I had to leave that illustrious business so I could just tell the truth unvarnished. This is an extraordinary era in the United States of America. It honestly is. And I'm hopeful that someday we will look back on this and remember it as a terrible era. You know, the Democrats love to point at the era of McCarthyism, like, you know, three Hollywood communists had to change their names to keep writing movies, which is about all that happened. And they were communists, by the way. And it was during a time when the communists were actively murdering tens of millions of people in China, in Eastern Europe, and throughout the world. And they didn't mind the communists in America. They're like, no, I'm still with them. I'm still with them. You know, the Dorothy Parker, you know. You could take if you took all the women at Yale and laid them end to end, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Something like that. All right, let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Al calling from Northern Virginia. Al, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Al.
As I've told you before, I grew up through in Nicaragua when the communists took over, and they're here. The January 6th prisoners are nothing more than political prisoners for standing up to a crooked government. It is shameful that's going on with them. It is infuriating, but they are nothing more than dissidents of the government. Therefore, they must be crushed in every way. Their families must be crushed. They'll be found not guilty of much, but the process is the punishment. They're here. And that's why they're so adamant about taking guns away. Because every communist government, how many times have we said this? One of the first things they do is go after guns because people can't defend themselves. It's disgusting. It's going to come to a head. I'm begging people that are in power, stop it. Because the end, it's not pretty. I'm truly scared for this country. I came here 30-some years ago for the American dream, and I don't feel like my son has the same opportunities that I did because of this government, these communists. It's really quite terrible what's going on.
It is, and I thank you for calling. Now, what have you been doing here for the last 30 years, Al?
Well, I've been working. I proudly served this country. I am a proud American citizen. And I will die a proud American citizen. I work hard. I pay taxes. I try to raise a fine young man to love his country. Not the disgusting thing these communists are going with, taking kids and warping their minds, turning them against parents. That's a key factor in this whole battle is kids being turned against their parents through the schools, through colleges. Parents, you have to be aware of what's going on. You have to fight it every day. You have more influence on your kids than you could ever imagine. And that's why the family is antithesis of what these people want. They want complete control of society. They want to control your health care. They want to control the gas stoves, for God's sakes. How communist can you possibly get where you want to control somebody's gas stove? I don't understand how we as American peoples are not seeing what's going on. It's mind-boggling. This is the replay of 1979 when the communists took over Nicaragua and destroyed everybody's lives. Thank God my mother brought us here. Because I don't know what I can't imagine I would be, my standard of living would not be very good if I'm even still alive. But these communists are here. They're at the libraries. They're at the school PTAs. They're everywhere. It has to stop one way or the other. And I have seen the violence the communists bring. I'm asking people to please understand what's going on because you do not want that. You do not want me. You got to stop calling me a criminal because I want my son to grow up as a man. Because if you're going to keep calling me a criminal, I'm going to be just as good a criminal as I am a law-abiding citizen. Mm. And there's a lot of people like me. There's a lot of people who are a lot younger than me who have this fire in them that they don't know what they're messing with. And I'm begging them for them to stop. But they're not going to because they're all power-hungry sickos.
Yep.
That's all they want. It's more power, more power, more power. Yep. I want to tell you what to do, what to wear. I mean, I lived through it. I have lived through it. It is not good. It is unpleasant. It is overbearing.
Yeah.
They have to stop.
God bless you, Alan. You said you served your country. What did you mean by that?
The United States of America. This is my country. Now, does that mean that I disown my Hispanic heritage? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. My son knows who he is. He knows he's half Nicaraguan. But America comes first. And Americans should come first. God bless the people of Ukraine. I know what it's like to be in war, both a little bit as a soldier and also a civilian. But you know what? All those billions can be used for people here in America. We have cities that are dying in this country. And yet, all of a sudden, we have billions of dollars to send overseas. I don't care who it's going to. I really don't. Yeah. That money is our tax dollar that needs to be spent in this country. And if that makes me a racist, I don't care.
No, it's okay. Ukrainians are white. You can say whatever you want about them. Al, God bless you, Al. And thank you for calling in. It's great to hear your voice.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Al. This is, Cuban baseball player defected the other day to escape the glories that Michael Moore said were more desirable than the United States of America. The left is mentally ill. How can you be a leftist if you know anything about history at all? You know, if you like slavery and mass murder, then you should like leftism. Otherwise, probably not. So here we are. It's March already, almost a quarter of the way through the year. How did that happen? It's time to reflect on how your New Year's resolutions are going. Maybe you want to eat better, exercise more, improve your overall health. You know, people who have discovered 120 Life are doing just that. With proven ingredients like tart cherry, cranberry, pomegranate juices, 120 Life can help lower high blood pressure. Me, high blood pressure, without the side effects. Don't know if you have high blood pressure? It's important to get checked out so you can take action if you need to. You know, you can reduce your sodium intake. Getting more sleep helps. Lots of ways to take control of your blood pressure, natural ways. As for me, listen, I drink a bottle of 120 Life every day. Had it this morning, delicious. Helps keep me energized and my blood pressure in check, too. Energized? Me? Go to 120life.com. That's 120life.com and order their 2-week trial pack. Use the code CHRIS to save 15% because you hang with me. If it doesn't work for you, you get your money back, guaranteed. So go ahead and order it now. 120 Life, we need more stuff like this on the planet Earth. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Yeah, Al, I know Al. He wasn't even telling his whole story there. I've spoken to Al before. He's a proud American, a great American, kind of American we need more of. And, you know, we need fewer Bernie Sanders and Ilhan Omars and a lot more Als. I'll tell you that much. We are at 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Oh, boy, look at the time. You know, the Chinese harvest organs from prisoners, and the Democrats in Massachusetts have been trying that, too. Reduce your sentence in prison by donating organs to Democrats. Melissa, well, actually, let's use Anthony Fauci because he summed it up this way.
They're Republicans. They don't like to be told what to do. Right. We got to break that.
That's right. The Republicans don't like to be told what to do. We got to break that. And don't think of your children as being your children.
We've always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
See, breakthrough. And this is the, and as Vladimir Lenin said, give me a child for 4 years and the seeds I have planted will never be uprooted. Give me a child for 8 years and you'll have a Bolshevik for life. Now back to the front page of the Washington Post with the little tiny schoolgirls declaring that they're gay at the age of 9 at political rallies orchestrated by the Democrat Party. Their parents are not participating.
We've got to break that.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.